In this second part of my chat with Kev Blackburn of Life Success Engineer, we continue discussing goal planning and 2019. Hello and welcome to episode 55 of my Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. Now, in this second part of my special goal planning and 2019 episode, Kev Blackburn, the Life Success Engineer, and I discuss a few goal planning tips and tricks that will help you to make 2019 your best year yet. So sit back, enjoy, and be inspired as we continue where we left off.
How do we stay focused on our goals once the year begins? You know, so we've got these goals. These are the things that we want to do. But how is it that we're actually staying focused, Kyle?
Well, for me, although I'm a very digital person, I am. I mean, I love my digital technology. I have this thing always on my desk. This is my journal. And I write in this pretty much everything I do every day. It's always written in here. But at the front of the book, I have my goals. I even stuck a picture of the car that I'm planning on buying very soon. But I actually have my these are the second half year goals that were left to do, because this I started this journal in August. But I go through about three or four of these a year, depends how much writing I do. They cost about $25, so they're not the cheapest of books, but they're not, you know, extortionate or anything. And the beauty of this is, once you start getting a few of these are what I call my anchor. So how do you explain anchor? You know, when you've had a really, really chaotic day, I mean, everything's gone wrong. I can come back to this book, this diary, this journal, go to back to the front of the book, see my purpose. You know, I have all my purpose, life, goal, vision, everything's in here. And it grounds me, brings me back to where I want to be. So, because we're all going to have bad days.
Of course.
And so I, you know, I've even got like little post-its of Korean that I learned on that particular day. You know, I just stick all sorts of in here. But the thing is, yeah, I suppose it's a journal, but it's more than that. It's my anchor. So I know that when anything goes wrong, I can always come back to this. But it also helps me to stay focused on my goals, because I have them written down. But it also means I'm writing them down 3 to 4 times a year. I actually handwrite them out into every journal, because it's a reminder and it keeps me focused. And it also says, yeah, I've done that. Yep, I've done that. Oh, I did that one. And that, as you say, builds that momentum. But that diary, that journal, that is my anchor. And no matter what horrible things happen to me in any particular day, which doesn't happen very often, I know I can come back to that just 10 minutes, just reading through it, maybe adding my thoughts, and I'm back to focused on what I really want to achieve.
Oh, and I really like that. I really like that. I have a, I use a journal as well for more my business related, so I can, because I like to draw things out and things. But in terms of, one of the things that I think is really, really powerful in terms of staying focused is I try to distract. I try to eliminate as much distractions as possible. Like I've really started saying no more than yes. You know, there's and I think the best way of doing that is, instead of looking at your whole year, so we're looking at 2019, instead of sort of looking at the entire year and going, these are all the things that I want to do, I actually break it down into quarters. I actually break it down into 90 chunks. And that way I'm not even thinking about sort of May, August, September 2019. I'm just focused on what is it that I want to achieve in the first 3 months. And that's and that allows me then to look at all the things that I want to achieve. And I then go, is it a progression type goal or is it a fixed type goal? A fixed type goal would be a specific date. So I don't know, 2019, Carl, you're coming over to the UK in April, fixed type. That's a fixed type goal. Love to see Kyle. It'd be great to go for have some lunch, have some dinner. Fantastic. Fixed type goal. But then I'm not even thinking about that because that's April. So I'm looking at my entire list and I'm thinking, right, what is it that I want to achieve in the first 90 days? And I'm an engineer, really. That's everything that I've already learned. So I reverse engineer everything back. So if I'm looking at a 3-month period, then I'm like, okay, what do I want to achieve in a month? And then what do I want to achieve in a week? And then what do I want to achieve every single day? And I love what you've just said there about the anchoring. I think that's super, super important because everybody has bad, like, it's just the nature of life. Like, you're going to have some days, you can have some days where you're just like knocking every single action out the park. You are just fire and you're going to go to bed that night thinking, God,
that was a good day.
I wish I had more time. But then the next day, like, everything goes wrong. Everything goes But it's those days. And you might go 2 days where things go wrong. You might go three days where things go wrong. But the reality is, well, if you do start capturing, and I use my my goals reports for that. Every month I just share my goals reports. I write them out on my blog as well as I do a video on YouTube for it. And then that allows me, just like you, just to go back. I can go back to November 2016 and see what was important to me then and think, wow, God, I've grown so much over the last 2 years. And that just keeps me focused on the here and now and look at the bigger picture again instead of like, I've had so many emails that were bad news today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's like, but it's important to have that anchor because it really does refocus you back on what's truly important to you. And, you know, as you say, bad days are going to happen, right? There's nothing we can do to stop that from happening. So for me, the biggest mistake I think people make is, and I see a lot of this advice is like, read your goals every day. Now, I don't think that's necessarily the best advice simply because you become numb to that list. You know, you sort of start looking at the list, but it has no meaning left to you. And when I look at my goals list, I want it to excite me because when it's exciting me, that's going to give me the energy to actually go and do those goals. If I'm just reading through the list every morning as part of a routine, that's when I find that I start going numb to the list and it no longer excites me. So for me, one of the things that I learned from Tony Robbins is about juicing things up. So when we talk about health and fitness goals, you know, you say, I have the body of a Greek god, you know, something like that. Now, the beauty of it is if you told that to somebody, you'd be embarrassed about saying that. And then something I've always learned is if your purpose, if your reason, if your why for doing something is embarrassing, it's a good why. Because it's really personal. It's really personal. And you don't want to share that why with somebody because it's too personal. But that means it's a good why because it's a connecting to you emotionally. But I learned that from Tony Robbins, like juice it up, juice up those words. So, you know, I would never show my purpose to anybody because it would be incredibly embarrassing. But it really is. It's personal. It's mine. And it helps me to stay focused. But if I was doing that every single day, reading that list, that excitement and that emotion just wouldn't be there. It would just become very numb. So I tend to do it. I probably review my goals probably once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, because I'm very clear about what I want to achieve. So, but sometimes, as I say, when you've had a really bad day, that's when that anchor point is so crucial because it can get you re-excited about saying, yeah, that was a bad day. Okay, let's move on. Tomorrow's another day. Let's get going again. That's why I love having this anchor, my journal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like you just said there, I think, you know, you've got to be ultimately connected to what you want to do. So, you know, if you go through the process of really just asking yourself why you want to do it, obviously the more it means to you. But I think when it comes to focusing and being on target with your goals, like I said, it's about eliminating as many distractions as possible. I also think, and one of the things that's really worked for me is trying to be proactive on planning each day. Like instead of being sort of reactive to everything, I'm first and foremost, I've gone through the process of like doing my perfect day design, as I call it. So So like, mm-hmm. this is, if everything went perfect, like this is my benchmark. And like, mm-hmm. That day would be something like, I spent some great time with my kids. I've spent time with Kylie. I've done exercise. I've had a fantastic day at the office, or whatever it is, whatever mm-hmm. your perfect day design is, that benchmark. And then every day you've got something, you're in competition with yourself then, like, can I, I love to just check things off. Like, because I work in criterias personally, and I think that's just the engineer in me. I like to know, have I had a good day or not? And like, I don't want anybody to tell me whether I've had a good day. I want to be proactive and say, if I've checked off, eight of these 10 things of today, then I can allow myself to say I've had a great day. Because sometimes you can get yourself onto this hamster wheel, like where you're just like, you're just chasing and chasing and chasing, and you're wanting to just do as much as you possibly can. And you've had an amazing day. You've maybe done like 20, 30 things out of a 10 list, but it feels maybe like you haven't had a good day. But having a criteria like this allows me to say, I've had a good day. Like, congratulations, Kev.
This is kind of moving into our what tips and tricks do you have? Because I have something similar. But at the end of the day, I call it my golden 10. Essentially, it's when I spend 10 minutes and I plan the next day. It's only 10 minutes. Usually when you start off doing this, it takes a bit longer because you're not as fast. But I've been doing it for so long now, I'm very fast at it. But the thing I tend to do is I pick out two objectives for each day. Now, whatever happens, those objectives could be work-related, it could be personal. So quite often on that list is spend 40 minutes doing exercise, because exercise is a very important part of my life. And so that's often on my objectives list. But other things on my objectives list, like I think yesterday when I did my recording, I actually had record three, and it's using the Tony Juicy Tup system, record three outstanding YouTube videos. Now, I could just write record three videos for YouTube, but to me, that's dead. It doesn't excite me. When I wake up in the morning and I look at that journal and I say, record three outstanding videos for YouTube, that, you know, gets me excited. It gets me. So when I'm doing my normal work on Friday morning, in my head, I've got outstanding videos. So when I come to recording, my energy levels are high. I'm feeling incredibly positive. It doesn't feel like just another job to do. You know, I'm excited about doing it. But those two objectives every single day, and that's 7 days a week, I will set them up. And sometimes there can be, I could just say one of, I think I remember recently, I set one objective was take the afternoon off. So your objectives, you know, objectives could be anything you want them to be, but they you must do them. So that's why you plan it the night before. But that means when you start the day, you know, I think it's Jim Rohn's quote is, when do you start the day? When you planned the day. When do you start the week? Yeah. When you planned the week. When do you start the year? When you planned the year. And I so buy into that Jim Rohn said, because it really is a very powerful thing. When you know exactly what your objectives are for the day, you have more fantastic days than you have bad days. And to me, that's the important thing.
Yeah, it really is. And that comes from, you know, and it takes time for you to go through this. You know, it takes time. Like, you're not gonna sit down one day and then at the end of the day, you know what you want to do next year and plan and all these things. It takes time. You need to be patient with yourself.
And it changes, of course, as well.
Of course it does. And over time, you do sort of build that inner, you know, the inner motivation. It comes from you. But one thing that is real, that I found that has definitely helped me over the years is the people that I surround myself in, you know, my peers, my mastermind. That's why I absolutely love, you know, being on YouTube or Facebook and building community with other people, like-minded individuals. You know, somebody like yourself, Kyle, who's incredibly self-motivated and driven, you know, speaking to you just lifts. And that it's so important to surround yourself in. Like, if you're having this, there's been a lot of times where maybe I felt a little bit like, maybe a little bit low on energy. And then a couple of my friends will text me or like, we're off for a coffee. And who's up for a coffee? And then I'll go to a coffee with my friends and they're talking about taking action. We're doing this, we're doing that. And that's it. I'm walking out of there again, taking action. You know, and that and that's just the reality of it. And that and that's got to a point where, you know, sometimes it just needs a message in a Facebook group. Somebody's had a fantastic success and it's like, oh, that's amazing. And it just lifts you back up. So surround yourself in as many people positively as possible. You know, subscribe to your channel, Cal, because you're talking all things about productivity and taking action all the time. You know, subscribe to my channel as well. And, you know, just keep to just surround yourself in with a load of people that are.
You know, I say one final, you just reminded me of one final tip. You meant talking about, like, one of the things that we people talk about a lot is that having a mentor. Now, many years ago, before the dawn of YouTube and the internet, I guess, you probably actually needed to have somebody you could go talk to physically. But these days, I realize you don't actually need that because there are so many videos online on YouTube, particularly, that you can actually pick mentors. So I actually have a notebook in Evernote now called Mentors. These are my mentors, Tony Robbins, Robin Sharma, Brian Tracy, and I added a new one this week, The Rock, because his work, I discovered about his work ethic is just unbelievable, and he's such a nice guy. And I thought, okay, he's a mentor, and I've watched quite a few videos last week and this week on what, you know, his kind of methodology, his mindset, and I find that incredibly inspiring. And some people might say, oh, that's very, you know, a bit oily and stuff. But the thing is, I am learning so much from those guys. It might not be, you know, I'm not in your face, like, I'm going to kill you kind of person, like The Rock, you know, The Rock's persona is. But I was more interested in his work ethic. Like, he's a very early riser. And first thing he does is go to that gym. Yeah. The gym for him, you know, he's been doing it since he was 13 years old. It's that kind of thing that really resonates with me. So I added a new mentor this week. So your mentors don't have to be physical people that, you know, your boss or your boss's boss. Your mentor could be anybody today, and you can research them online. And, you know, I think Tony Robbins has always said, you know, find somebody who's already done it, who's already successful, and reverse engineer how they did it. And to me, that's what a good mentor is. They show you the path to success. And so I love my mentor notebook in Evernote because I've got so many people in there. Robin Sharma's brilliant. He goes very deep and very scientific. But I really like that sometimes. But then you can have the nice, calm, gentle way of Brian Tracy too. And that I do love listening to him because he makes a lot of sense.
And I think that's the beauty of, like you say, of this day and age. You could just literally YouTube anybody and you'll find somebody that, like, you'd maybe not even heard of before. And you're like, you just resonate with this person, you know? So I agree with what you say. I think coaching mentors, they're incredibly powerful. The thing is with, I guess, I absolutely agree with you. Like the likes of Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, I love these types of people, Les Brown and all those, they're fantastic. I think what is important, and I love them for like inspirational purposes and things, but I think if you can get a mentor as well, that introduces the accountability as well. I think that is really important.
Yeah, that's the bit that's obviously missing when you do it this way. But for those tips and tricks and that motivation when you're not feeling up for it, those guys, they will give you it. And there is so many motivational videos online now. I mean, I love watching them. And I'm actually making notes because I do get quite a few ideas from some. Will Smith is very good at that as well.
Will Smith
has got some amazing stuff. And I've caught lots of quotes from him, and I use them in my classes and stuff like that because, you know, they're very inspiring. So
yeah, one thing that I just wanted to add there in terms of tips to help us get back on track. You know, if you do go off track, one of the things that I've been doing, I was actually thinking about this the other week, and one of the common things that I've done over the last 3 years when I've really started to take action in my life is I've listened to motivational music like you just mentioned about motivational videos. If you just go onto YouTube and type in, you know, productivity music or motivational music or whatever music that you're into, you're going to come across a lot of incredibly talented artists that have put different quotes and things together in type of a music. And what I'll do is I've literally, if you looked at my phone, my playlist of music, all you'll see is motivational music. And I'll put my AirPods in and I'll go for a run around the lake and things. And I'll just have the likes of The Rock shouting at me, like, get this done. And then it's amazing. I'm like, you come back in the house and you sort of like storm into your house, like, right, we're ready.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of stuff works. I've actually, every year, and I started this when Apple Music launched a couple of years ago, I create what I call my Energizer playlist. And throughout the year, it will just get bigger and bigger and bigger because I'll hear a song. I might see a Tony Robbins motivational video or something, and I use Shazam to get the song from the background. Yeah, and then I just add it to my playlist. But, you know, I actually listen to my Energizer playlist every single morning when I set off. It's the one I listen to, but it's got about maybe 60 songs in it now. It's got because it's getting to the end of the year. So I just put it on shuffle, and you know it just turns the day. So you're absolutely right. Music has a huge impact on that. But I hadn't thought of adding the voice as well. That's a good idea. Adding the voice.
Yeah, definitely. You should definitely do that because talking of The Rock as well. I think The Rock has an alarm clock. Have you heard of the app? I can't remember what the app's called.
I've heard about that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you can actually set your. I think it's linked to The Rock somehow in real life.
Yeah.
And you can set like the app to alarm you in the morning. Well, whenever The Rock is, so it might be like 3:30 a.m. and then you'll just have The Rock like just singing at you in the morning, or like they're telling you to get up, or you know, as The Rock does. You know, you've got to experiment. I think that's the most important.
You do, yeah.
You've got to experiment.
I mean, this stuff is a bit. I mean, this stuff might sound a bit cheesy to some people, and yeah, sometimes it probably is. But you know, sometimes you just need that kick up the ass, and using a celebrity or using some kind of mentor just to get you going. That's sometimes all you need. That usually, and as I say, for me, music is a huge part of my life anyway. So. I use music in the morning to get myself motivated. It's fantastic. Use whatever you can to really get you motivated and energized into doing whatever it is you want to achieve.
I might just add there, over the couple of years, I've really experimented with myself in terms of, am I a morning person, am I a night person? And I think that's, it depends on what type of lifestyle you have. You know, you've got to design your life and your days to fit you. If you're a shift worker and you maybe, I don't know, working nights or you're working early mornings and things, you know, having a morning routine might not work for you. Having an evening routine might not work for you. So I think it's a case of like going back to being proactive, designing the day to suit your needs. So if you can only get to the gym, or if you can only do your time, like spend an hour for you. I think going back on Tony Robbins there, I think what he said once is like, if you don't have 10 minutes for yourself, you don't have a life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got to at least have, you know, I try to have at least an hour for myself just to think about the things that I want to do and take action towards the things that I want to do at least every single day. And then I will decide when I go onto social media, or I'll decide when I go onto, I'll decide when I read my emails, for example. So eliminate as many distractions as possible. It helps massively.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Well, I think we've been talking a long time already. I was saying, nearly 50 minutes. Yeah. So, so as far as, thank you very much, Kevin, for being on my podcast, and it's been a pleasure to be on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Carl, to being here. And, you know, I can't wait to connect with you again and hopefully in exciting 2019.
Well, I think for those people watching and listening, I think you and I might have something very special for people in April next year. So, listen out, everybody. Watch something space, coming.
Yeah. Get in the comments. Yeah, let us know what you think that might be. And let me know. Yeah. Let us know. Yeah, let us know how you guys are setting your goals and setting your year. Because we can learn from each other. There's so many different things that other people may do, your listeners, the viewers. Let us know. Share it in the community. And it's amazing how we can all grow together.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Kevin.
Take care, Carl, and thank you very much, everybody. Until the next time.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Okay, so there you have it, the end of my second part of my conversation with Kev Blackburn. What a fantastic conversation we had. I hope it has given you a lot of inspiration and you are now ready to start gathering all your ideas together. Now, if you want a copy of my goal planning sheet, my annual goal planning worksheet, that can be downloaded from my website. There is a link in the show notes for you to take a copy of that. And of course, if you really want to go into detail about planning for the year, and not just the year, but planning for the next 10 years and beyond, then have a look at my Ultimate Goal Planning course. It is available right now, and it is a perfect time of the year to take that course. Once again, the link to that course is in the show notes. I just want to say a huge thank you for Kev for doing this for me with me, because I think we have really hopefully have helped you to get a better understanding of what it takes to plan the year. And I hope that you're going to take what we've talked about in this episode and the previous episode and turn 2019 into your best year ever. Okay, it just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.